Hey everybody, it's Nicole, your fairy goddess. Some of you actually may know me as the Sacred Rebel, and if you want to get into that, just check the videos. Anyway, here's what we're going to dive real deep into. Feeling like shit. Because you know what? That just does not fucking belong in your life. Enough of that. But if you're feeling unvalued, which is feeling like shit, ignored, or completely isolated while you're actually in a relationship, which means there's another person there, or your job, or just life in general, and you want to stop it? I mean, really stop it once and for all, which actually can be challenging since it confuses you into thinking you're not worth shit. But if you want to stop it, you're going to have to see it for what it is. And it doesn't matter if you've repeated these cycles of hell in every single relationship, or it just started and you can't shake it, or it was ignited a long time ago by an event. The poison lodged is going to be the same. Your tormented psyche, now draped over the past, present, and future at the same time, which keeps you stuck because you're too afraid to move forward because you're scared your future will be the same. Something could have happened when you were growing up. And that toxic vapor at that epic event is actually suffocating your heart right now. So I'm talking like real chokehold. You could have run away from home. Not the intro into life you were actually hoping for, but you needed to do that. And it actually left the mark that holds you in bondage still. Because as long as you let it obscure who you really are, that's what that scar is going to do. But it also left a distinct mark that carves out the guts of you if you remember who you are. Because you will stand out, a leader, someone who doesn't fear going into the darkest corners of the world, because you've mastered the darkest corners inside you where no one could actually reach you, where you actually couldn't hide. So people are pulled to you, your authenticity, intensity, audacity. When you speak, your words are your blade, conviction, your sword. You cut through all the fucking bullshit, tell it like it is. That's who you are. There's no partial truth that you'll let slide past you. But before you got to this point, you went through life attracting people and places and situations that were really shady, wishy-washy, inconsistent, not the real deal. Pretending to be there for you, but not really. And especially unable to be there in your time of need. So they were like deceitful, only wanted to be around you because of what you did for them, how they felt around you, what they got from you emotionally. So they'd like lie, keep you as backup, wouldn't follow through on what they said, take advantage of you, mistreat you, belittle you, either subtly or to your actual face. What we know for sure is that they did not value who you are, especially your stamina, your tolerance, and everything that you showed towards all their bullshit. For them, it was just expected. If it wasn't an actual friendship, but maybe it was a relationship, and things got bad, you'd work so hard to try to figure out what the hell happened. You'd reach out to them, try to talk to them. But that was always met with these inflamed, fucked up responses and reactions. It was always a storm. When you try to actually gain some clarity and just make sense of things, you'd go back and try again. But you were blamed and ridiculed for needing to do that. When you try and tell them how much it hurt, what they did, their betrayal, their lie, how they misled you, how they were sneaky, deceptive, they'd get angry, just walk away, ignore you. So you'd have to deal with it all on your own. Naturally, they didn't want to hear it because that would just cause them pain. They believe not hearing your pain will protect them. It will not. They don't realize that taking out your pain, releasing that energy, is their protection. Because our own guilt will always be much more grueling to bear than any pain we cause. And guilt lies low and dwells when it's planting new seeds to sprout. And let me tell you, at the most inopportune time, like when there's an important appointment and you forget to set your alarm, or forget to check your email when you're waiting for a response and totally miss that opportunity, or you have a date and you go to the wrong place. Deep down, you don't know why, but you just fuck up. Why? Guilt. If you're in a relationship or job that's not giving you a solid good feeling, not treating you right, like your guy or girl's a player, they flirt when they're not around you, they're deceptive, they lie. When they're around you, they kind of pretend like they're all into you, but then a girl or guy crosses the street and you see like their face lights up, you see like they look and there's interest in their face, so you know they're flirting when they're not around you. They break their word when they know it would absolutely kill you. They're completely inconsistent and they take advantage. You don't feel special. You feel like fucking invisible. You're like nothing. Here's the first thing you need to realize right this second. You did this. Yeah, that's what I said. You did this. You actually made all this happen. It's the very first step necessary to release you from your victim mentality in your head. So just work with me here, just for a second. Go back, think about when you first met them in the very beginning. You knew this person never totally met your standards in life, especially in character, because they seemed off somehow. Like they were too unsure of themselves. There were some shady behavior. You just didn't feel like you totally trusted them. They were a bit too much of an introvert, like they were keeping things or hiding something. Even though it intrigued you, they did behave in ways that seemed out of sequence, inconsistent. They want you, then they hold back. They were always just too afraid to just really be real. You couldn't put your finger on it, but something made you feel not solid inside. You thought it was just you. You thought you were just anxious for no reason, but your body was feeling the tremors and the landmines they were about to plant. They played mind games, tried to see how and where you bend. They could be really influenced by a friend, a parent, not their own man or woman. They said to you point blank in the beginning, "I just don't feel like I deserve someone like you." Which, as much as it seemed to pull your ass in just to prove to them they are worthy, they will in the end sabotage the magic, since their root is so undeserving when someone says something like that. Big red flag. And they do this so they can confirm to themselves the whole thing was an illusion, and then go on a quest to find out what they want to exist but are too petrified of actually finding. Let me say that again. The person who says, "I feel like I don't really deserve you," in the end is going to sabotage the magic, since their root is so undeserving inside them. And they do this so they can then confirm to themselves after everything's over and you're completely debilitated and they sucked everything good out of you, they can then confirm to themselves that it was just an illusion and go on a quest to find what they really want to exist but are too petrified of finding. Since they can't trust their judgment, they definitely cannot see you for who you are. Major blind spot. But will regain sight once they've left, or you've left, and it's painfully clear from another person's eyes the one that's holding you now, your value. They will also withhold, and this is really, really key to remember, the word love when they sign their name on any letter or cards, especially to you girls. Remember that. It's a big, big tail sign. Any card you get, any letter you get, if it's not signed love Joe, love Jim, love Peter, if it's just their name, there's no love there. I don't care all the poetic words and how much you mean to them in the bulk of the letter that they put or the card. If the imprint of love is not there and they don't actually write it, it's not actually in their heart to want to give to you because they're incapable. They're holding back. You knew there were red flags all over the place, but you ignored them. If you admit that to yourself without blame, just like as a scientific observation while you being a human on this earth plane, that you saw all these red flags, but you move forward anyway, it will be an amazing establishment of solid ground inside you to stabilize your emotions. It will do it right away. When you say, I did this, I saw A, B, C, and D. I knew there was something weird. I saw this, I saw this, I saw this, but I went forward anyway. Okay. This way, you're not caught up in your emotions, and they can actually be put to rest quietly, peacefully, and with gratitude. And that's really important. I'll get to why in a second. By gratitude, I don't actually mean it's about being the bigger person. Us girls don't need to be bigger. We need to honor our feelings, not get seduced by the toxicity, especially with a guy who's passive and aggressive, who's highly emotional, angry at you for communicating your pain, which most often than not then sucks you into feeling sorry for him. Since you're accustomed to being in pain, you empathize with his pain in spite of how he's hurt you. Because on a subconscious level, your emotions recognize that his anger at you is really his anger at himself. It's his guilt, and he's hurting. And if you didn't see all of these things, you wouldn't submit to that. You wouldn't feel bad for him. So your focus is off what he did to you now and on how you can be there for him. Totally fucked, right? He's projecting his assholeness behavior, which is really him unable to help himself from his fucked up ways, in anger form at you. Without projection, there wouldn't be and there couldn't be any anger. Just like without extension, there couldn't be love, because you can't just accept love and not be like glowing and shit. It's going to extend itself through your eyes, through your smile, the energy you feel, the vibe, and it's going to be cascading onto other people gently and lovingly. They're going to feel uplifted. You couldn't keep all that in or you'd explode. It's really interesting to just realize that if we actually put the energy of hate and love on a scale, just the energy of it, hate would be a lot heavier. Hate is a very heavy energy. Love would be light, because that feeling, it just gives this floating feeling. It's very light. So it makes sense that anger needs to be, sorry, I'm getting angry just talking about anger here. So it makes sense that anger needs to be projected onto someone else in a violent way, because that shit's heavy. They don't want to hold on to it. And love gets transferred gently while uplifting a person, because it makes them feel lighter, better, not worse. Now, although your guy projecting his anger towards you, in spite of him hurting you, is really at himself for being so powerless and at the mercy of him needing to lie or cheat or hide things, which makes him feel like he needs to attack you. Yes, it's unfair, but in the matrix of his mind, he's acting accordingly. Just he's not seeing what he's being that he's being dragged in by his ego. And the ego always ensures its survival by making the person feel like they need it to stay safe. So his own self will continue to attack himself, where he can then turn to guilt to rest for a while until he has the strength to continue his obstacle course within himself. Let me just say that again, because I know that's a bit complex. When your guy is projecting his anger towards you, it doesn't matter that he's hurt you. It's really at himself for feeling so powerless and at the mercy of needing to lie and cheat. He knows he's out of control, which makes him feel like he needs to attack because he feels powerless. And you are like the target because you're right in front. And yes, it's unfair. But in his mind, he's acting accordingly because he feels powerless. So he's just going to attack. Before a person can attack verbally or in any other way, they must first perceive themselves as weak. Now, this doesn't mean that we need to be understanding of their fucked up ways. Knowledge can be very, very tempting, because we see the reason they're doing what they're doing. But by no means does this mean we accept it or condone it or stay, just to be clear. In his mind, he's acting out of survival. He's just not seeing that he's being dragged by his ego, who always ensures its survival by making you feel like you need it to stay safe. So in actuality of what's going on, his own self continues to attack himself. His ego attacks him. His ego makes him think that he needs the ego to keep safe because he's so powerless, and the ego can point out the trail of hell, which means he has to continue to be on hell. That's what the ego is making him think. That's why he's acting out of ego. He's in that loop. He's cut off from his heart. He can't see clearly. His weakness is what pulled you from the get-go. That's how we got suckered in, especially all us smart girls out there, because we're really logical, rational, and highly analytical, and able to see everyone's point of view but our own. We will suffer the most mental anguish, unlike you girls who give zero fucks. Kudos to you, by the way. It feels bad, you get the fuck up. All the rest of us, we'll feel for a guy like this because we get a chance this way to put all our focus that's actually longing to have our attention on our pain onto someone else's and live vicariously through them, which makes us need more abuse so we can continue to give to ourselves by giving to someone else. So it actually backfires. We think we're doing the right thing, but it's actually the worst thing. And we'll know this because of the result. The result is not what we want. AKA the person continues to shit on our face when we've been all this compassionate business with them. They continue to take advantage when we've forgiven them and we feel like crap. We're drained as fuck when all we wanted was to understand why they did what they did. This is understandable because you're not dealing with a person who has a full heart, but a wounded heart long before they met you. That's why they're anxious and uncommittable. They don't commit. They're fearful, zero confidence, low self-worth. They lack judgment, totally immature and emotionally unstable. They're close, but then they're like distant. And they have all these different masks. They're jealous. They're highly manipulative. Oh, and let's not leave out controlling as fuck. Why? To protect themselves. All these things are to protect themselves, because the ego inside them that rules their ass is letting them understand that they are weak, and therefore they need the ego to protect themselves. And that's why you are so confused. Unfortunately, being badly treated by someone, you've become highly sensitized to their pain, not your own. because we often give what we are desperate to receive but never get. It actually conditions us, this scenario, to do just that. And that's why we keep attracting guys like this. It's why we got pulled in the first place. Their insensitivity is a match to our insensitivity to ourself. When love is no longer being served, leave the fucking table. Now, this is where gratitude is absolutely necessary, because it deals with seeing the truth, not the knee-jerk responses of what went down, because that just makes us suffer like hell. Once we see the truth of the situation, we will A, feel such a great relief and excitement of what's coming around the corner. B, we'll rid ourselves of all this gooey, toxic plaque that's been snuffing our heart. C, we'll never be the same, which means we'll stop the loop and we'll never choose in the same way. And we will not be drawn to someone that is under par. It won't pull us anymore. Someone weak, where we can be strong for, because we cannot be strong for ourselves. We will need a pawn in this chess game to be strong for someone else. That's where they fit in. And D, we'll only be excited by someone totally worthy of us, where we mean the world to them, as opposed to someone clingy and doesn't know how to love because they've never actually had it. And they need you to feel good about themselves, so they can't really offer their heart themselves, just maybe material goods or what they can do for you to hold you in. And here's the way gratitude actually works when someone's ripped your fucking heart out and left you for dead. Look back at all the love they did give way before their automatic triggers were released, their backlashes from the past resurfaced, and their shell collapsed, cracked and unstable, so they were unable to actually contain you and your love. And you were isolated, hurt, and unfulfilled. So you broke it off. Now, this is where most people get really, really confused, okay? Pay attention. Once it's really, really done, and you're crying about them, thinking about them, your mind is actually rushing in, showing you pictures of the scenes they did that hurt you, replaying words that fucking immobilized you, put you in hell, while your heart is actually grieving the love, the good times, where they fulfilled you, what you received from this person, and that it will not be receiving any more of this love. Your heart's not missing or is sad to say goodbye to the betrayal or the lies or deceit or the assholeness of this person. It's sad, worth grieving, saying goodbye to the love given by this person in whatever package it came for you in. It did make you feel good, the love. The deeper the love, the longer the burial process. Because honestly, think about it. If a stranger who doesn't love you throws you some shade, hurtful words, or does something that shocks you and insults you, are you like actually going to be angry more than a few seconds? If a person you've never met, invested any emotion in, calls you and they're like, I never want to see your face again. How are you on the phone? Like, oh, okay, fine, goodbye. You're not going to be sad. You're not going to cry for 3 days in a fetus position because a stranger called you that you have no emotional investment in. You're not going to feel sick to your stomach, want to throw up, not be able to sleep for weeks. No. If there's no love in the equation, it won't add up to much emotional output. So that must mean there was love in whatever way it snuck out of a very crumpled heart on their part. There were drops of love that you actually really needed And the reason why the drops were acceptable for you as opposed to a big amount is because you have denied yourself love and you're very deficient in self-love. So drops bring your heart, brings a pulse back to your heart. They did touch your heart. The part of them fighting to feel worthy of something as pure as you, even if it was only a small part, or you wouldn't feel pain now. It also means, based on your pain, it was substantial for your heart. Don't let your head or your friends fuck with you. Tell you he was this, it was fucked, it was this, and make you feel more like you were an idiot, like you lost big time. You did not. The ego lives in your mind and thrives off the past hurts, and it can feel very threatened if it perceives a loss, especially if people around you are trying to make you feel like there was a huge loss here. Because the ego wants to win no matter what the fucking cost, which basically means at your expense if necessary. Because its very survival depends on you thinking you need it to point out your trail of hell so that you can rely on it to guide you. When this cross-wiring between the heart and your mind occurs, it's like getting stuck in an elevator in between two floors. You're trapped. You're stuck in your head because your mind wants to re-examine everything they did since it believes pain and loss is associated with what the person did, not what they lovingly gave to you. The ego doesn't want to give in, so needs to keep you feeling bound to thinking you got taken advantage of and ripped off and used. But the heart works a little different. It likes to live in the present, which is always fresh and unstained of any negative emotions. It just feels joy. When your mind overlaps your heart, you will not and cannot see this person in a good light. So you'll be torn and pulled by your heart, the part that feels ripped off, to go back, to get what you didn't get before, or take the pain of not feeling valued to your next relationship, which means you'll pull in the same type of person. Or you attract a person you take the abuse out on to get it out of your system, sadly. Unless you're grateful for the love that was given. If you don't see the love given as sincere and only see the person's sense of powerlessness, which was his addiction, abusiveness, deceitfulness, whatever the fuck he did, and then cry your eyes over that of what he did, you'll not only confuse yourself and take the message of confusion to the next person and operate from that premise, which basically says, I don't deserve shit. I'm not lovable. It's not safe to love. There's something fucking wrong with me. I only pick people who hurt me. And believe me, people will pick up on that and they will act according to your beliefs. Because subconsciously, it will call on them to act like that. Just like a hangnail calls to be snagged and ripped off and bleed. They may even blame you for bringing out the worst in them. And then they feel bad and then they'll leave. Or you might choose to stay with your ex, which will confirm to your deepest self there's something off about you. Because tolerating any bad shit tells you, and I'm confirming it right here, that something is off. You are misaligned somewhere. You are forgetting who you are and what you're entitled to. It is not healthy to tolerate any bad behavior because it keeps you imprisoned and it keeps the person in a world where abuse is welcomed, expected, and condoned. To attract what you deserve, not what you've been conditioned to believe you deserve, means you need to acknowledge truly that you are grateful for what you did receive, which in reality is a living miracle, because that's what love is. Some It may have been more everlasting and blissful than others, and some loves are sprinkled with chaos and heartache. But it's all there to make you see what you want more of, less of, and be very clear about what you deserve and don't deserve. So you don't spend endless amounts of time pouring your love into someone who's empty and broken, holes all over the fucking place, unable to contain or feel your love, and don't feel worthy to be elected to love, something reserved for the gods, goddesses. We don't rule the universe. We are the universe. Inspiration, borrowed from spirit.